What is up? This is College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And today we have a special guest. Introduce yourself.
My name is Caroline Brock. I'm a senior at Schreiber right now. And next year I'm going to be playing softball at Binghamton.
Congrats. This is WDOT. You're on the dot. Just remember, when you're driving, the text can wait. If you would like to, come support girls varsity tennis as they take on Syosset in the county finals on Tuesday, October 22nd at Wheatley High School. All right, Caroline, why did you commit to the school you chose?
So, Binghamton was D1, which definitely helps in my decision, but everything just felt right. The coaches, the atmosphere, I loved campus. The minute I stepped on campus, I was like, this is where I want to be. This is where I need to be. So when I got my offer, it was basically immediately I knew I wanted to accept.
What made you choose this school over other schools?
Well, being D1 definitely helped, but it just felt right. You know, you step on campus and it just gave off an energy, a vibe that I knew was going to be perfect for what I wanted in a college atmosphere.
Did you have a hard time contemplating which school to choose?
Yeah, totally. It was tough, you know, this is a 4-year decision that'll affect, you know, my college years, which is a big time in your life. But at the end of the day, Binghamton was always my number one, and I knew that was where I wanted to be. So in the end, it ended up being a pretty easy decision. I had other offers, but then when I got Binghamton, I accepted immediately.
Do you have any goals you would like to accomplish before playing for this new team?
Before starting at Binghamton, I don't have any specific goals, but I just want to help the school team in the spring as much as I can. Make playoffs go a little bit farther than last year. We got second round. Hopefully we can make it to second round again or make it to third round. But that's really it. Just be the best player and teammate I could be.
What do you like most about playing your sport?
Probably... going to be like basic, but the friendships. I have people that I've played with since sixth grade, and you know, we've watched each other grow and develop, and next year we're all heading off to different colleges, but we've already made plans for when we're meeting up and trying to see each other play, and we know those friendships will last a lifetime.
Well, how do your teammates help you be the best athlete you can?
Just supporting me through everything. Softball is a game of failure, as everyone says, so is baseball. But softball, if you succeed 3 out of 10 times, you're great. But that means you're failing 7 out of 10. So really just supporting me the whole time, and you know, I try to reciprocate and do it for them as well. Just being a good teammate, staying positive, staying up, because energy is everything in this game.
Did you ever have a coach that really impacted you? And if they did, what was so special?
Yeah, well, my dad coached me for a little bit. He's still coaching today, which is a little crazy, but yeah, he's definitely the most special and impactful coach I've had. He's been there through everything, never missed a practice, never missed a game. He's always there, and he really helped with the recruiting process and talking to coaches on sidelines. Yeah, but he's definitely the best coach I've had, and then also Sutz at school was crazy impactful. He pulled me up in eighth grade for varsity and, you know, put a lot of trust in me. And, you know, this is my last year with him, which is a little crazy.
What are your main goals in your sports career?
My main goal overall, like in college?
Yeah, like anytime you're playing softball, like in college, mm-hmm. at school, in club.
Yeah, definitely just be a good teammate. You know, energy is the one thing you can control, so staying positive. And it's very difficult at times, but I think I've gotten a good feel on how to stay positive. You know, I do strike out and I do, you know, pop out in important situations, but then get back to the dugout and flip a switch, and then when I go back into the infield, it's like a whole new game for me.
What motivated you to pursue softball, and how old were you? Were you previously interested?
I started softball technically in kindergarten, just doing clinics and stuff at PYA. But in fifth grade, that's when I made the move to start playing travel. I decided it really just because I wanted a challenge, and I'd always been like that. I wanted to play better and grow my mechanics. So in fifth grade, I did that. I ended up moving to, changed clubs a couple times. But now, you know, senior year, I'm with Empire State Huskies, and everything's good.
What challenges have you faced while playing your sport, like injuries or a slump?
Yeah, so actually, lucky for me, I haven't been seriously injured. But slumps have definitely happened. They're pretty brutal. It's tough. It's very hard to, you know, stay positive at that time when it's a couple tournaments dragging on and, you know, you're 3 for 20 and your teammates are all hitting. It's tough, but, you know, I'll get moved down to the bottom of the lineup and I'll still try my best to drop down a bunt, work the count, try and get walked, just do anything I can.
And on that same topic, how do you recover from a poor performance or a setback?
Well, usually poor performances are, you know, hopefully just one day. So I try to, you know, switch a flip. The next day, be a totally different player, totally different person. You know, regain what I've talked about, the positive energy. But mainly, you know, you can have a bad at bat, but just try not to bring it into the next inning when you're in the field. My dad always says, you know, flush it down the toilet. Just don't think about it the next inning or next day.
Yeah, and it's kind of like mentally you have to think that, oh, I'm going to be a great hitter for the rest of my career. So mm-hmm. you have to keep thinking that.
Yeah, totally. No, mindset's everything in this game. Mm-hmm.
How do you maintain your fitness level during the off season?
Well, working out, going to a gym, you know, lifting. That's really, I mean, besides winter workouts, which, you know, softball never stops. So keep practicing in the winter, fielding, hitting with the team, and then hitting on your own as well.
Yep. Do you have any big pieces of advice for any other athletes looking to commit to colleges?
Yeah. Obviously, it's a very stressful process, but also take your time. Like, I had a couple offers, and I would have been happy at any school I picked, but I waited for the right one to come in. You know, you'll know when you find that right school, so don't just jump at the first offer you get.
Yep. This was WDOT Port Washington with College Bound. I'm Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And this is our episode for today.